Hey,
Tony. It's Tony D'Amico, everybody. Let's stop everything we're doing. Let's stop any contest we're doing. Let's stop the music. Let's stop everything, because the old man from Cape Coral wants to come on and evidently pitch something. What do you want?
Oh, you are running for city council, I guess District 1, Cape Coral. How's the campaign going, Tony? A local businessman, one who knows the community better than anybody else?
Well, Stan, as you know, politics is a nasty business.
It sure is. It sure is. And you're one of the reasons why.
Well, that's right. I'm trying to fight it, and I appreciate your support.
Sure thing.
And you're absolutely right.
Yeah, big poster. Vote for the meathead.
You son of a...
You know what? I'm going to start spreading that around. I see you going around with the campaign T-shirts that you're trying to sell, with the posters all around. I'm going to start my own campaign for you. Vote for the meathead.
You know, that might work.
Yeah, it will. Get you fired up at those meetings.
Vote for the meathead. Cape Coral's better than Lehigh. How about that?
No, that won't
work. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Do you have any money for your campaign? Do you have any money?
Well, I put a call into him, but I don't know if he's willing to do the show. He used to do that for that guy, Tim, when he was running for office, but I've not heard anything back from Eddie Money's people.
How, you got a number for them? For him?
For Eddie Money?
Yeah.
Yeah, why, you need it?
No, I trust me, I've got it. Worn that number out. But what does the Eddie Money have to do with anything?
Well, you asked me if I had any money, and I said I'm working on it.
I'm talking about campaign money.
Oh, Jesus, don't even
and
bring
that
up.
And that's Eddie or any, you idiot, meathead.
Eddie or any?
How are you funding your campaign?
Well, that's a little bit of a private matter now, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Campaign funds have to be disclosed.
You know, I'm starting to learn why so many successful people won't go near politics.
You have to disclose that money, and it better be sure that you're not spending campaign money on personal things,
well,
like smokes.
Let me tell you something that's very necessary for the candidates. You know, the candidate requires nicotine in order to have
Look,
his career.
You voted. Have to disclose. Let me ask you, to even be put on the ballot, did you get the proper signatures necessary to be on the ballot?
Stan, I am not a traditional candidate. I am with the write-in party.
Oh, you're with the write-in party. So people are going to write you in.
That's exactly right. And if you know what's good for you, you better watch your P's and Q's.
Buddy, I don't even live in Cape Coral. We got a lot of people that do live in Cape Coral, but I don't have to watch anything because you don't represent me.
Well, there's this crazy broad that's out to get me. I told you before, they're trying to slur my name by saying that I slept with ugly women, which is not true.
Nope.
They were not ugly at the time that I slept with them.
Right. They're going back 20, 25 years when they were attractive. Now they're waltzing them out into the media up there in Cape Coral and they're old hags.
And they want people to think that I'd be with some old, used up broad. Not me.
Not
okay?
Your name. You were the,
no.
You were the guy. What was the name of that place you used to have sex up on that roof? That place in Cape Coral.
Oh, yeah, when they had the beds up on the roof, anything goes.
Yep, you were right there. Many a time you had a young intern that was there.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, it was a different time. It was the 2000s.
Yeah, it sure was. And now a lot of them, you know, they've got to be in their late 30s now.
Oh, my God, yeah. Ooh.
Can I ask you something? And I'm serious. Let's end the meathead stuff because I know that's sensitive. Let's end about where you're getting the money from, disclosing campaign funds, getting the proper names to be on
right.
the ballot. What do you somebody right. that has a rundown business that's been condemned many a time, and you've right. had the health department there. You won't participate in any of the Cape Coral events, like the downtown events with the bikes and all that stuff. What do you, Tony D'Amico, have to offer the people of Cape Coral? You don't know, do you?
Yes, I do.
You're thinking about it. You're trying to put together a thought because you are flying by the seat of your pants and you don't know a damn thing.
Yeah, it's totally untrue. One of my signature measures would involve reforming the city of Cape Coral, the city charter.
Really?
To make restaurants that have been in business for over 40 years tax-free.
See, that's self-serving. That's self-serving. Even if you got some kind of charter passed and you're only District 1, even if you got some kind of charter passed, they would go and find a scandal there because you were benefiting personally.
You know what? Here, everywhere is scandal, and I do want to warn you.
Yeah.
You wear your seatbelt?
Yeah, I wear my seatbelt. I wear my seatbelt every single time I drive. You don't.
Do you obey traffic laws?
I do obey traffic laws. You don't.
Well, let me tell you something. Every single person that supports this campaign
yeah.
has, at the very least, gotten a speeding ticket. Because they're trying, they're out to get me, and they're trying to make it that, look, he's surrounded by criminals. This person got a DUI. This person was pulled over for going 62 and a 55. These are good people, Stan. They don't deserve it.
Let me ask you.
And once I am on the city council, I will introduce a measure to pardon anyone that likes me.
You can't do that. You don't know politics. You don't understand any of this. You can't make a bold statement like that. That's campaign talk. And once you get in there, you're going to be handcuffed. They're not going to let you get away with any of that.
I think it's because of my big ideas. Because what I envision for Cape Coral is that we should tear it all down and start over.
Where are you getting the money for that?
Well, it'd be plenty of money, I'm told, from the builders. There'd be plenty of money, and then we could turn Cape Coral and make it nicer than Naples.
Is that what you want? Then that means housing prices go up. That makes it unaffordable. They'd have to raise and level your building because it's an eyesore, and basically get all young people, lower income people, the hell out of Cape Coral because suddenly you can't afford to live there anymore. How are you going to do this? You are full of lies. You're a liar.
For people that own property, it would turn out very well.
Because you'd grandfather them in.
Well, for someone that owns a business and a home, I can finally get out of here.
That
was one of my original campaign slogans.
What was that?
Cape Coral, this is no way to live.
Completely understand that. That might get you a few votes. I got a couple of questions to ask you. All right, I got a couple of questions to ask you. This is full transparency from Tony D'Amico, owner of Cape Crepe and Chowder, running for City Council District 1, write-in candidate, the write-in party. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Stan, these are questions that have no place in today's discourse.
Have you?
I'm trying to. As a matter of fact,
yeah,
I'm not going to answer that question, and I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
Because I've gotten a lot of support from the young people. I discovered when I announced that if I am elected to the Cape Coral City Council, I will disband the Cape Coral Police Force and everything goes.
And that's for the young people. Listen to what you're saying. Have you, yes or no?
And I'm going to make college free in Cape Coral.
Yeah, socialist. You can't make college. Where's there a college in Cape Coral?
Well, I think that's beside the point. And you see, that's you're trying to obstruct the future.
No, I'm not.
And the problem is that you are an old, tired white man.
Have you ever been involved in a sexual scandal? Were you loyal to your late wife, Sheila, while she was alive? Are there anybody that we're going to be discovering that you were involved with while a married man?
Why are you at? You were there with me.
Have you ever?
What was that broad's name? Marguerite.
Have you?
I think she was from Costa Rica.
If I so demanded, would we be able to see your tax returns for the last 10 years?
We're going to bring up the gun running and whatnot. It's old news, folks. It's old news.
I'd like to see your tax returns for the last 10 years if you filed.
Let's make Cape Coral Naples.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
sip of the Beasley Broadcasting Spear. That's it? Yeah, the Spear. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney broadcast. Our thoughts go to everybody in the Carolinas. That one coming into shore.
It doesn't matter what the number is when the lights are out.
Well, when the light,
if it's powerful enough to knock the lights out.
Oh, I get knocked out in the summertime. Let me explain something, and I'm going to be honest with you. Anytime there's a storm, and anytime there's a lot of rain, it's not good. It's not good. What bothers me about this storm? Now, look, we used to have a station up there in that New Bern.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a Beasley family that were lost jobs and are up there because we don't own the station anymore. But this storm is another. The news media is milking this for all it's worth. And here's what I mean by this. And please understand this. We live in Florida. We know about this. When you have a low pressure system, a gale come in on the Gulf or on the Atlantic, you stand on the beach and it's going to be windy. It's mm-hmm. going to be choppy. You're going to see white caps. I've seen white caps with just a regular storm in the Caloosahatchee, where they tell you don't put any boats out there.
Yeah, it's a little different. Like last year when there was no water in the river.
Yeah. Right now,
if there's no water, there's no white caps. So white caps could be a good sign, right?
Sometimes, if it's being sucked out. The news media is putting all of their people, because it makes for good TV, on the beaches with the wind and the waves. And they're showing some flooding. Where I live, after a good summer rain, it floods.
Oh, good luck driving on Summerlin.
Yep, exactly. And so you get the camera angles out there, and you get people in a wind on the beach, and it looks bad. There are people without power. There are some roofs that have gotten damaged. Guess what? You live on the coast of the Carolinas, Georgia, Virginia. You get these. You get to call this the storm of the century, to call this the big one of them all, is not
well,
it.
Well, again, but when it was spinning out around there as a category looked, four looked, and it, strengthening.
Darn right. And what happened is, follow me on this, because I sympathize with these people. We go through it all the time. And I'm not talking about just a hurricane. But Fox, CNN, The Weather Channel, NBC, ABC, CBS, they just went and dumped a hold. They saw that out there as a Cat 4 going up to a Cat 5. And so they took all their budgets. Let's go and send up the crew nonstop
coverage.
Well,
yeah, the money's been spent now.
And they got to do it. And they can't say that this is not what it was supposed to be. And thank God for that. People's lives were saved. But it's them doing the nonstop coverage. Oh, we got a boat out there. Of course, they're in ankle-deep water.
Yeah, if you can see a mailbox, it's not flooded.
They were showed a guy, and they had the camera down low, so it looked like the whole area was flooded. But beyond him, you saw the garbage can still sitting there at the end of the curb.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, the waterman, made an observation.
Well, he knows water.
Oh, sharp eye. Yeah, he does. And he does. We're on the backside of this storm, or they yep. are. So that's when the water's supposed to be coming in. So they got a guy with one of the stations. He's on one of the docks, leaning up against a telephone pole, wind blowing, because you're on the shoreline during a gale. And he looks at me and he says yep. he sees the seagrass. And he said, hold it. He said, is that water right up to the seagrass right there? And I said, I can't tell, Dave. And then they pan back. He goes, nope, it's not. Plenty of beach and the waves coming in.
Beautiful beach day. Beautiful.
But and I'm not saying, you look at that, that's impressive. It's a hurricane. The Carolinas have been hit with these before. Oh, well, for the last, since the beginning of time. We have too. It's the media that is invested in this. They've put all their eggs in this basket. And yes, there are people without power. Nowhere near the numbers that were down here a year ago. But it happens. I lose power in the summertime when a good thunder boomer comes by. Or the old lady down the hall busts the breaker and yeah. They got to bring out the whole crew.
Well, you wonder how long it'll be, because it was a long time for us.
Yeah. Well, it was about like a 10-year gap or 9-year gap between big ones. And trust me, this season
I'm just so grateful
is far from over.
I am so grateful that at least we didn't have to deal with that one.
Yep.
And it just goes to show you what a luck of the draw.
Oh, it's a pure crapshoot.
Because when they first started talking about this, and where you do have to give the forecasters credit, where, yeah, things change as it gets closer, maybe a little change in direction and strength. But that thing was sitting way out there, looked just like Irma and yep. these other ones that were coming right our
very
way.
Very impressive. Even coming on shore as a one, the circular movement looks pretty damn impressive.
But I'm talking about a couple of days ago where they were able to pinpoint and go, no, this isn't going to hit Florida. This is going to hit right there in the Carolinas.
Yeah, and news directors have to make that decision then. What do we do?
And you realize there are so many factors beyond the storm that are out of our control, because they knew that the steering currents were going to push it that way and whatnot. But it was sitting right where all the storms that have hit us were.
Yeah.
What about those other ones that are out there? They haven't said anything.
Well, of course they're not going to say anything about them. They don't have time. They don't have the resources.
Well, this seems to have been a much better scenario than we thought. And there's how many others out there?
There was, two or three behind it.
Yeah.
But they've already got the hotel reservations, Haney. The Weather Channel has got and networks have got the reservations made. They had slickers made up for this.
And you wonder.
Rain hats.
Because we've been through it. People in the decision-making process, if they've never dealt with a storm, they get really excited about it.
Yeah.
And we had a program director here, and there was like a tropical storm that hit the panhandle. And meanwhile, we had non-tropical weather that was just dumping rain on Bonita. It was flooded out. And he wanted us to stay on the air 24/7 as a telethon to help the panhandle.
All right, I'm going
to
tell you, and I'm going to tell everybody.
And because he'd come from elsewhere, he was excited. This is my storm.
And people of Bonita Springs.
I nearly got fired over it,
Dave.
Are
you kidding me? Really?
People of Bonita Springs will remember this. This was probably about 16, longer than, probably about 17 years ago. There was a tropical thing up in the panhandle, and all your Red Crosses and everything were getting ready to go and handle that. And we had a program director who came from the Midwest, didn't know anything. He knows about tornadoes, didn't know about hurricanes. So we got dumped down here with a ton of rain. It was summertime. We had our own low pressures come through, and we got hit with a ton of rain. What happened while that tropical thing was going on up in the panhandle, and somebody not from around here gets all panicky about it, those of you that live in Bonita, especially in the lesser developed ones that have been there for a long time, know Bonita is
Cheap
pretty
flow.
Much is like a little gathering place for water coming off of Fort Myers, water coming off of Naples. Where does it all go? It goes into Bonita Springs. There was Red Cross and everybody in Bonita Springs, because people in Bonita Springs at that time were under effing water. And he wanted us, the program director who didn't know hurricanes, wanted us to do a radiothon for a tropical depression that was going on up in the panhandle. And I still remember the day that Haney looked him straight in the eye, off the air, and said, "This is BS." And he said the full word. What? This is something we need to do. How about paying attention to what's going on
the next town over. And somebody smart went and said, you know what, Mr. Program Director, not from around here, back off, because Haney's right. And we wound up doing stuff for the flood victims of Bonita. There was no hurricane here. They got flooded. You got to know these things. And TV and weather are meant to set panic for old people. and it's the truth.
And when it comes to the media, it's how can this help my career?
Correct. Put me in water. Get me by some wind. Well, we've got a Category 1 hurricane down at the beach. Winds are picking up and there's some white caps. It's, you're not going to do a whole... Put me there. I got to make my tape. We know this business. I'm telling you, these guys, all they're thinking about is putting it on their videotape so they can show it to other stations when they get fired. Sorry, we got to take a break.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show.
Woo.
Open phones prize blowout coming up at around 3 o'clock. And yes, I actually will have, because I didn't give away one yesterday, I'll actually have a couple of pairs of tickets to Universal's Halloween Horror Nights. And then later on today, Broadway Joe and his NFL Picks of the Week, week number 2. What a first week for Broadway. He picked 10 out of 15 games. He was 10-5. Great start. You start the week, you pick a week in double digits like Broadway did, you're going to wind up a winner more times than not.
Well, and like you said, that's tough one to do, because the first week you don't know what everybody's going to look like.
10-5. You picked 15 games, 10-5. We'll find out later on today how Broadway does.
Could say luck's involved.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's the NFL. Grab bag brought to you by Bernie's City Diner. All of this Florence coverage. You see, Florence is getting a lot of attention, but here's the latest, and this is going over the top, guys.
The following is an announcement from the National Hurricane Research Lab in Punta Gorda, Florida. As Hurricane Florence approaches, several atmospheric readings and radar data have led to the discovery that Hurricane Florence now wishes to identify as Hurricane Frank. This, of course, will throw off the nationally accepted male-female identification of tropical storms and hurricanes. But it's what Florence, I mean Frank, wants. And as a country, we need to respect her, I mean his, wishes. Once again, Hurricane Florence is now identifying as Hurricane Frank, which means the 100-plus mile-per-hour winds will now smell like Coors and Slim Jims.
Well, I finally took the initiative to take a look at the Hurricane Center.
Yeah.
And there are two other hurricanes out there. One that used to be a hurricane is still out there. But somehow, you've got Joyce and Helene are all the way up in the North Atlantic.
Yeah, they're buzzing off.
Isaac, that I guess used to be a storm, is now a depression. But somehow, Isaac got steered like between Cuba and South America and the Caribbean. But it's not a named storm anymore, really. It's just a depression at this point. Disturbed weather. So good so far.
This is either a reporter's dream job or the worst possible thing he can be placed in. There is a town in Missouri called Uranus. And it's
Find that amusing, Dave?
Yeah, man, that's funny.
You know what? I'm going to deal with you in about 15 minutes.
Whoa, man. Come on.
You know,
now.
I've been kind of nice.
I've been nice, too. Have you not noticed?
Yes, you have.
I've been very well behaved.
You were amused by that.
Well, just the word Uranus.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to deal with you later.
We're good, man.
No, we're not good.
But what have I done?
There's a planet.
Come on, man.
Why is that funny? I don't get it.
It's just funny, man.
Just the word, I'll man. Take your word for
just
it.
Just go for it, man. All Uranus. Right. Say it.
And Uranus's town is going to start a new newspaper.
Why don't I get that joy out of life?
I don't know.
I don't find
because,
it funny.
Because we're not 15 anymore.
Uranus.
That is great, man.
Well, you'll really laugh at this one, Waterman, all because... Right. A reporter had to be there to cover the new newspaper coming to town.
Lee, I'm live tonight in Uranus, which is actually a tourist attraction known best for their fudge factory and other attractions here. Well, it's not a city. It's a destination.
Yeah.
No.
Now, hold on.
The Uranus Fudge Factory?
Yeah, now hold on.
That's ridiculous.
You'd pull in there and buy some fudge, wouldn't you?
I'd have to stop in and get a picture for sure.
Now, this new newspaper was going to be called The Constitution. It's not a daily, it's a weekly.
The Uranus Constitution.
No. No, it was going to be The Constitution Examiner. The town folk thought, wouldn't this be great? Let's call it the Uranus Examiner. The mayor.
I find that really funny, man. I don't know why.
Well, the mayor is not happy with that at all.
I am sorry, but the innuendo of that title puts my city up for public ridicule, and I will not be a part of it.
I think that the Pulaski County Examiner, for example, would have been a real hit.
That name does not indicate a serious newspaper.
I don't get it, Dave. Do you agree with him?
No, I like the Uranus Examiner. I think that's a great publication.
Damn. But that's not funny to you.
What, the Examiner? Yeah, it is. I just try not to laugh.
That's so stupid.
See, he lives in a completely different world.
Different world.
I think his world has to be a lot more fun.
In about 12 minutes, I'm bringing you to my world.
What have I done, man?
It's not what you've done to me. It's how you've exploited people on this show. That's
I just
in
wish
a minute.
That I could get that kind of joy out of nonsense.
Because you're not your brain is an adult brain.
Uranus.
Come on, man. Don't do it. Yeah. Stop with that stuff.
Yeah, back off.
The Examiner. What the hell?
Yeah, the Examiner.
What'll they think of next?
Look, this guy, you know, he's got his GoPro going. He's mountain biking. And he got his bike stuck on a sandy trail and had to hop off the bike while filming. What did he run into? Rattlesnake, who was not at all pleased that...
I told you about my run-ins with Rattlesnake.
Take a listen to this.
Not to be fooled with.
I'm coming up this path, and it is so sandy, my tire bogs down. I have to stop right underneath my bike. Is this rattlesnake. I have to bail off, and I barely make it out. Look at him. Oh, jeez.
Agitated.
Oh, my. I'm shaking. God. You go your way. Come on, dude. Can't do it. It's okay. Oh, man. He was caught up right underneath my pedals. Swear to God. Right. Okay, dude. I'm not gonna mess with you. You're cool looking.
Damn sound.
I just want my bike. Off I go. Too aggressive. Okay, I gotta bail. Get away from me, dude. Go your way.
Yeah, I'm sure that worked.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, bro.
When they square off with you.
Yeah, dude. Because they can lunge, like, what, 5 feet or something like that,
Oh, yeah,
right?
Much further than you would think. You'll think you're safe, but you're not. But I do respect them, because unlike other snakes, they do their damnedest to give you the chance to back off.
Oh, look at this! Our buddy Alex Jones, who used to call in all the time.
Yeah. Well, he's been deplatformed. How's he even getting
not
through?
Not that one.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Alex here. The Uranus Fudge Factory is just 15 minutes west of where I am.
Nah. Yeah.
Look, I'm asking you, can you send us a box of Uranus fudge?
Homemade?
Homemade.
Fresh daily.
Haney, you brought it up yesterday, and I got two cuts that I have to play for you about this very thing of hanging Norm MacDonald out to dry.
Yeah, for no reason.
Now, those of you that didn't know the story, Norm MacDonald was supposed to be on The Tonight Show.
The world has truly gone crazy.
But he tweeted a few
things. Can you imagine Johnny coming out and going, I'm sorry, Norm, but I've got Freddie de Cordova crying in my office. And
He had said things about in support. I wouldn't say in support. He sympathized with what Roseanne and Louis C.K. had been going through because he didn't know how that was to see your whole career wiped out and they were friends of his.
Mm-hmm.
And when that story broke of his tweets, the producers of The Tonight Show basically told Jimmy Fallon, go tell your friend Norm MacDonald he can't come on the show because they're all crying.
Senior producers.
Now, in an effort, and I don't know if this is an effort, to rehabilitate himself before his career is ruined.
Over nothing.
He had to show up on The View and explain himself.
What?
Now, first, he clarifies his Me Too comments. I got two cuts. Here's Norm MacDonald having to rehabilitate himself with those cackling hens on The View.
Print reporters, they ask you questions and they put them all together. What I was talking about was Chris Hardwick, this particular comedian.
Right.
That was a friend of mine. And if 500 women go against a man, obviously, the guy's guilty. But then the Chris Hardwick one, it was one woman against one man.
Right.
You know? So I was saying that I thought it was good that the pendulum was slowing and Chris Hardwick has been as rehabilitated as he's going to get. He still tells me he can't walk down the street without people yelling stuff at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's all I was trying to say.
Okay.
Now he gets into Roseanne and Louis C.K.
When this happened, I was working for Roseanne when Roseanne's thing went down, and I called her the next day, and she was crying the whole time I was talking to her.
Right.
I've known Roseanne for a while, and I was worried about her because she seemed really, really in a bad place. And I said, I can't really talk to you about this because I've never been through anything like this. And I said, I know Louis, and he's been through this, where he's had everything taken from him.
Right.
And I said, not many of us have gone through this, and so you should talk to each other because and then the guy said, what about the victims? And I said, well, the victims haven't gone through this. I was talking about this particular event. Of course, the victims have gone through worse than that, but I'm going to get a victim to phone Roseanne?
He is just talking about
there
his
was
friends.
No victim with Roseanne, and the victim with Louis C.K.
But he's being drawn into this simply because he's talking about friends of his. He hasn't done anything. He's done nothing. And he's got to go on The View to defend himself.
To rehabilitate
and gets
himself.
Kicked off The Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
He's done nothing.
I'll say it again. Can you imagine Johnny Carson going to a guest slash friend and going, look, it's not going to work tonight. I've got Freddie de Cordova, Doc, Ed. They're all back there openly weeping in my office because you're here.
Yeah. It's this. How ridiculous is it going to get? He gets pulled in on all of this, costing him, I'm sure. You lose a gig on The Tonight Show, that's big. That's a big deal. And he's got to go on The View?
Yeah, how are they the high priest that absolves you?
Unbelievable. Oh, I'm sure one of their producers, and they're not the high priest. One of their producers went and contacted his people immediately, his management. And his management.
So you
got to
go on The View and kiss Joy Behar's ring?
I'm sure his management thought, good idea. Because who watches that? Women.
Crazy people.
Yeah. Wrap the
You want to know how insane The View is?
It It's insane.
Meghan McCain absolutely hates Donald Trump. But on The View, you would think she is his toughest defender.
Yep.
Because she has to go, no, you cannot like Donald Trump, but you can't say,
We, Haney and I, are in the broadcast business. Now, it has been said from time to time that I have what is called stand speak.
Yeah, stand talk.
And what did you say? Or there have been times where we might have difficult time putting words together. It happens to all of us. Somebody noticed this, that Jimmy Fallon, the host of The Tonight Show, sometimes will ask a question and he mumbles the question and you aren't quite sure what he just asked. Case in point, somebody put these together. Jimmy Fallon, maybe it was because he was nervous because he was doing the show in Central Park the other day. Maybe this is just how he talks. But he was interviewing Carrie Underwood. And people were starting to say, "What did you just say?" And he gets animated and starts asking his questions. And they don't necessarily come out the way that they're supposed to. And so somebody noticed this and said, he does this. Here's a quick little clip of Fallon asking questions. But what did he just say?
Is Isaiah excited? Does he know what's happening? Does he know what's happening, what's coming, what to expect? I know he's only three, but do you ever go up to him and you go like, can you hear like if he sings, you go like, how's he singing Paw Patrol? Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, how's he doing it? Because he, like, is he on pitch?
Yeah.
Now, that's network. Okay? That's network here. What's he saying?
Is Isaiah excited? Does he know what's happening? Does he know what's happening, what's coming, what to expect? I know he's only three, but do you ever go up to him and you go, like, can you hear, like, if he sings, you go, like, how's he singing Paw Patrol? Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, how's he doing it? Because he, like, is he on pitch?
No, don't come at me. Don't come at me.
Because most of the time you figure out what Stan means eventually.
Oh, you know what I'm saying.
With there all the whatnot.
Twisted, words around there, but come on.
I mean, we survived, you know, what, 50 years of Larry King.
Yep. What do you make? We'll deal with you when we come back.
What I do?
I got issues with you.
What? Come on, man.
You know what? And I'm going to...
I've been real cool today.
Yeah, you've been very cool
today.
Have
I not?
You've been very cool today, and I appreciate that because my nerves are okay.
That's what I'm trying to prevent.
From this past week, there is something that we have to address. And what in God's name are you thinking? We'll be back.
What's he done now?
Stan and Haney.
No doubt.
Oh, I'll refresh your memory when we come back. And you were as dumbfounded as I was. 96 K-Rock.
Yeah, very what? Little makes sense to
come
me.
Come on, man. 96 K-Rock.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition. Open phones for the 3 o'clock hour if you want to talk to us. Area code 239-277-9600. You contribute to the show. I've got some barbecue saw. I've got Beach Brothers Barbecue in Cape Coral. Bernie's City Diner in Naples.
Do you have anything barbecue related?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think. Let me check. And also, for today, if the spirit moves me, a couple of pairs of tickets to Universal's Halloween Horror Nights. Your job, contribute to the show. And if we seem, if I deem fit, we'll give you a prize.
You will be the sole judge.
Well, you've convinced me a few times, Haney. But 277-9600, we're going to get to your phone
calls. It's a rare thing.
I got to take care of a couple of things. About you.
I figured.
Well, you figured. You know what? You've been on your best behavior today.
Thank you, man.
He really has.
Yeah.
What are you today? On downers? I don't know what you're taking.
I'm not taking nothing, man. I'm trying to be cool with you today because I know.
He seems a lot better than last week.
I'm just trying to be cool with you, man.
Before I get to the meat of the matter.
Oh.
About 6 weeks ago, a month and a half ago, I asked you, do you still have your St. Gabriel medal?
Yeah, yeah. We talked about that in the office today.
And you're going to now admit to everybody, 6 weeks of dragging your ass.
No, I'm not.
You don't have it.
No, I'm not going to. I still got stuff to look through. No, but you don't. Yes, I do.
How long? I mean, you know every day you're coming in, you've had a month and a half.
Stan?
No, you don't have
Stan.
It. And that hurts.
No, Stan. And I said, what did I say the possibility could be?
Yeah, you're calling ex-girlfriends now.
Oh, no.
And I said it's a possibility. And so he knows he doesn't have it. So he's trying to go and cover his ass
by calling up
people that he should not be involved with in any way, shape, or form. But he's calling them up. I don't know, to look for trouble or to go and have another scapegoat.
No.
But you don't have it. So he's picking up the phone and drunk dialing.
No.
Well, then what did you tell me?
I said, what did I say in the office, Dan? I said I've looked. I said I've looked in some boxes. I still have some stuff to go through. I said I still have some stuff to go through.
You wouldn't lose it around your neck. Okay, now.
When's the last time you had it on?
Let's see.
You don't know.
No.
Admit you don't know. I don't know, Haney.
No.
Then you save yourself a lot of humiliation. I don't know, Haney. It's been a long time.
No, I'm Baker acted. They take all my stuff. So I think when I got Baker acted, man, they took it. That's a possibility.
So they have
but
it.
No. They don't have
it.
I'm trying to remember. I'm just recalling.
Nurse Ratchet might have it.
You never got it back.
No, I got it back. Did I put it back on is the question.
You lost it. Admit this. Let's go back 6 weeks.
No,
you lost it
because I know I've seen it, man.
You've seen it. You haven't seen it around your neck. Let's drop it.
All right, what else we got? I already know. Let's roll. What do we got next?
I already know.
Yeah. Okay.
And that involved him drunk dialing.
Why don't you tell him the whole story?
Me and Stan were in the office, right?
No, not what you told me.
I said, look, I contacted somebody from way in the past. You know the person, Mark.
Who he shouldn't have contact with.
Right.
And if you had it when you were Baker acted, how does that have to do with anything? Because that was well before Baker acting. Gotcha!
What do you mean well before Baker acting?
Gotcha!
I had it before Baker acting.
Which time?
How many times I've been in there, man?
Oh, how many times? I thought you were already broken up with this person.
I was.
Oh, so there's no way in the world she would have it. Oh, we're getting caught in our words.
No.
In fairness to him, she does have a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
But he claimed he had it around his neck when he was Baker-acted and they took his stuff.
Was that turtle chair time?
Yeah, they latched me down.
Yeah, and that was after that.
For those that don't know, what's a turtle chair, Dave?
It is a chair, man, where they put you in it, and literally it's like a straitjacket chair style, you know?
Yeah.
Where you can't move at all.
Like Hannibal Lecter-like.
Yeah. Were you, like, spazzing out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just pissed off.
Yeah.
Because I shouldn't have been in there in the first place.
Attention-seeking.
No. The chick, man, sent me there, bro, and I was pissed.
Well, she's the crazy one.
No joke. So I sent her there.
Oh, we're getting even.
You damn right.
Yeah, you don't have it.
So while you're in the turtle chair, you had her Baker acting.
No. I got out.
I don't think they'd let you.
No, I let some time go by before I got her on that one. Yeah, dude. I planned it. I waited.
What happens when you get Baker acted?
Well, you go in, man. They take all your shoes, dude, and literally.
Do they force you in there? They, like, come and arrest you? Or?
Well, yeah, I went in a cop car. You know, I rode in the back of the cop car.
I can tell you, but we'll let you go and twist everything
around.
I'm not.
I rode in the back of the cop car, bro.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And you're going, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm like, man, I don't belong here, man. This is ridiculous.
What is it, a 24 or 48-hour hold?
72.
72?
3 days.
Ah, nice vacation. That's what you were looking for.
Shut up, bro.
You got hot food?
You're in your house.
Place to sleep?
You're in your house minding your own business, and the cops show up at the door.
Yeah, she was losing it that day, man. And I'm just going, and I started getting pissed. And I'm like, yeah. What's going on here? You know, why?
Was this?
What's the deal?
The last one or the one before?
The one before.
Okay.
Yeah, the one before.
Okay.
And so you get in the cop car. Do they explain anything to you, or do they just assume you're nuts and don't tell you nothing?
Well, actually, let me tell you something. It was, like Stan says, it was nice to get away from her for 3 days. So, in a way, you know, I got to get some good rest.
No, because you're telling me about the turtle chair. It sounds like you were kicking and screaming.
Well, I was pissed there.
Well, you had to put the show on.
I was pissed, you know. Oh, I was pissed. But once I got in there, I started relaxing. Yeah, I was like, all right.
Well, you had no choice.
Yeah, you have no choice, you know.
That's right. Nobody, you don't have control of your life.
No, you have no control at all.
Didn't you say that you met some hot chicks there?
There are some interesting people in there, man. Yeah, dude. There are some good-looking chicks in the damn, in the mental ward, bro.
Because all women are crazy.
You're damn right.
Crazy, and those are the ones
I was impressed.
So you're comparing yourself to a woman.
Shut up, man.
So you said it's, what, 3 days?
Yeah, dude.
So what did you have to do to convince them you're not crazy?
Well,
you know.
The third day comes, man, and I'm sitting there, I'm itching. I'm ready to get out, right?
In the scratchies?
No, man. Mm-hmm. No.
Withdrawal?
No.
Because you were on some kind of crack.
Oh, God.
Did they let you smoke?
At that time, yeah. But the second time, no.
So the second time. So when did you lose the St. Gabriel medal? The first time or the second time?
It would have been the first time, but I didn't lose it.
So it's been years.
I've seen it, man.
For those of you that lead normal lives, and if you're Baker acted, what the Baker Act means, and it's named after somebody named Baker.
That's something that most of us haven't experienced.
No, most have not.
It's nothing, man.
And it is.
It's not like going to jail.
No, man.
Other states have different names for it. Here in Florida, it's the Baker Act. And you say it's 72 hours. I thought it was 48. It's 72 hours, according to the man that lived it.
Yeah, 3 days. Until you see the psychiatrist.
You are brought into a facility for an immediate evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And a facility like the one you worked at?
Yes. Correct.
With the basketball?
Yes. This is what they call a section of the hospital for the nutzos. Now, they will have usually it's a psychiatrist that has to make a determination looking at Bozo over here.
Dude, they know I'm good.
Now, do I Baker Act him or not? I have to hit a criteria of questions, basically to the point of, is he screwball, Dave, is he a danger to himself, or is he a danger to others? Meaning he's going to lash out and come at you with a box cutter, or he's going to box cutter himself. And if the doctor says, yes, he is a danger to himself and or others, he can, with no other reason than his professional opinion, put that patient, Screwball Dave, under a 72-hour observation. A lot of times, depending on the people, sometimes they're very down, sometimes they're very up. Uncontrollable, you get to be put in the special chair and strapped down. Usually in the 72 hours, they wait and see. Most times, a lot of times, you're under the influence of something where you've just gone completely off the rails, and they will observe you. You have to be on constant.
Now, were you partying when it happened?
Yeah,
man, bad.
And after 72 hours, they make a determination. Is he in danger of?
Is it safe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it safe? And if it's not, then he's brought to another facility and checked in.
Long term.
For future evaluation, as well, in a lot of cases, as long as the insurance lasts. Or.
But this was like a state ordered thing.
Yeah. Were you state ordered?
No.
Well, you're state ordered.
If the cops came and got you,
yeah, I guess,
then
yeah.
That's something to total. Well, the cops came and got you. I don't know if you weren't arrested.
No.
Yeah, they brought him for observation.
No, man.
And determined, yes.
So what, he basically had to go in there and sober up and say, I'm not crazy? That's
what he did. Yeah, pretty much,
yep,
man.
Yep, that's what he did.
Like a three-day detox.
And suddenly the St. Gabriel medal is lost. Now, that's not what I wanted to talk
about. I'm very impressed with you that during that limited time, because he's told me about these hot chicks that he was very successful with in the mental ward.
They're all there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they meet up outside.
Yeah, very eclectic group of people.
And they get back, and they get Baker-acted back.
What kind of people?
I remember...
Because you've covered hot chicks.
There was one night. I remember one night I was in there, no joke.
Yeah.
This guy comes in, and they're literally dragging him in. Stan, I'm not joking.
I don't care.
There's like 10 cops, man, and they're dragging the guy in, and he literally had lacerated himself from head to toe.
And you're in the same group.
And I'm going, whoa,
you're in the same group.
I'm like, check this dude out.
And you're fake.
I'm like, this guy is crazy as hell, man.
Yep.
And I saw him throw him in a room, bro.
Yep.
They took him and put him in a room, strapped him down, and then that's when everybody rushed in there, and they were just pumping him up.
Do you know that I've done this? Do you know that I had to do what you're describing and run and tackle somebody?
That had to have been intense, man.
Yeah, and you're in the same... You know what? We're more cautious of you. At least we know that one's going to go and we look around.
Why? Because I'm just observing.
Quite interesting.
I'm observing?
To hear both sides of the story.
Yeah, you're the worst.
He's doctor, I'm patient, right?
Yep.
You're the worst.
If it was necessary, because you've had the training, Stan, if Dave gets too far out of control, you know how to restrain him and prepare him for transport.
Yeah, I could bring him right down, put him in a 4-point.
Dude, we're good. I'm good.
I'm not.
I didn't get your blood pressure up.
I'm not good.
I'm sorry, man. I wish you
were. Well, what's your problem with him?
Well, I
wish you were good.
Let me explain some. Just because you're on this show, I want you to shut up! I was so calm. Just because you're on this show does not mean that you can take advantage of every single person. You've taken advantage of me. You've taken advantage of Haney. You've taken advantage of D-Train. Don't start taking advantage of our new producer, Junior.
What are you talking about,
okay,
man? He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy. So he comes in. Now, he's new. We're taking a few days off next week. He's got a ton of work to do for us. And he has another job. When he finishes with us, he has to go to his recording studio where he's an employee.
And he's got to deal with everything from rock and rollers to gay rappers.
What?
Now, Junior, you got a text from him this week, did you not?
Yeah, I did.
This is when he's trying to work.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this.
Yes, I told you you'd remember.
Yeah.
Read the text to me.
Man.
Now, keep in mind, Junior's been with us for under a month. And
I feel like I've known the guy for years,
Of course, that's why you're using him. What did the text say?
Yo, bro. If we can sometime this week, I would love to record a rap.
Yeah.
We could do it in the second production room. So think of some lyrics, and I got some ideas as well.
Ah, so basically you're asking him to take time to go into a production room, write some rap lyrics for you, because
he doesn't have any.
You got a few ideas, and he's going to go and what? You know what? What second production room here? Or
not
are
here.
You in?
No, he's talking about the recording studio.
Oh, you're talking about the recording studio where people come in there and pay a whole lot of money to go and get recording time. You know what?
Bro.
He can probably make an appointment for you to book some time. You got money?
Yeah, I can book it.
Right.
He can
on.
Book
All
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Good deal.
What's it going to cost him?
For like 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes.
No,
yeah,
that's all we do.
Hour minimum.
But it's an hour minimum.
If you want to do a rap song
right.
I'm guessing around 2 hours.
Right. Yeah.
So that's going to be, for studio time for 2 hours, that's going to be about $116.
Oh, that ain't bad.
To purchase a beat, like buy a producer, that's going to range like about $100.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And if you want your song mastered, that's going to be about $58.
No, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
if you want to get it done right. Yeah,
Dave, just kick it, brother.
So what is it, the total?
That comes out to $274.90.
Now, you call him
$274.90.
Yes.
Do you have that?
Currently?
Yeah, right now. You said you wanted to do it this week. Do you have that?
No, not currently right now, Stan.
So then what was he supposed to do? Give you time? for
well,
free.
I was thinking if you had
again,
a little spare time, you know. No, man.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean I wouldn't. Oh,
well, you ain't,
don't
you ain't
even
going
dare.
Into any
don't
studio
you
and
dare.
You're not rapping
don't
anywhere.
Don't you dare.
You're not. You want to rap right now?
No, I ain't rapping.
Number one for fun.
Come on. No, I'm listening, bro.
No, come on.
No, I don't have none of my lyrics and stuff like that right now.
You leave him alone. You leave him alone.
Okay, Ben. Okay. I'll back off, bro. This is terrible, man.
No, rap. Come on.
No, you're ruining my relationship with our new producer.
You're trying to exploit the relationship.
I am not exploiting nothing, Stan.
The guy's busting his ass.
I am simply...
You were just thinking maybe you could do something on the down low.
For free.
I'm simply...
Free. Stan? Free. Free.
Stan?
You're a grifter and a mooch.
Damn you, man. I am simply...
Grifter,
simply
mooch.
Trying to get to know the guy and have a little fun.
You took from me till it dried up. Now you're trying to
eat
dried up, D train dried up.
You
now
are,
why don't we go
God,
to, why don't we hit
just,
some new
you are
blood.
A piece of work.
Yeah, he works at a recording studio. Maybe I can get in there for free. And by the way, write it for me too.
I didn't say write it for me, bro.
What did it say? What did
I said,
it say? Read
you can
it.
Think of something.
Read the text.
If he thinks of something, that's cool.
So he said, so think of some lyrics, and
think
I got some ideas
lyrics.
As well.
Okay.
And I've got...
What's your idea?
It's all... I got it all written down, bro.
Written down?
Yeah.
You can't remember what your
no,
ideas are?
No, I'm not going to give away something that
well,
I know is going to be good.
Base facts. You're not going into his studio for free.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
Do you really?
Well, I know that
what's
for
the
a
difference?
Fact.
I mean, people know all about El Camino now.
Well, yeah, but that was a major
and
that was
somebody,
a major debut,
yeah,
bro.
Somebody paid
that
for
was
that
a major
time.
Debut.
You know, I crunched the numbers for that, too. If you want to, like, do an El Camino type project.
Yeah, right.
That was a 4-hour session.
Damn.
So that was that comes out to $275.60. A producer fee, I guess around $70 an hour would be another $280.
How much should the musicians make on something
well,
like that?
Well, I guess around two musicians, maybe a bass player and a drummer. So that would be about $100.
What about the lead guitar?
Yeah.
That's kind of important.
That's even bigger.
Most local musicians charge about $100 per song per recording session. So, like, I guess around, like, $200 for that.
You don't work for that.
Plus mastering, $58.30. So that would be a total of $813.90.
Right, right. He'll do it for you right now. Cough up the $800. You can't. So
I don't have it, man.
Zip it.
But the odd thing
is... leave him alone.
I think
what we're all missing here is I didn't know that your talent was in the rap genre.
Either.
I've always known you
as
a rocker.
I've always been a rocker, man, and I've been listening to a lot of...
What have you been listening to?
Hip-hop, old-school hip-hop.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. Oh, you got to be shit me. You can't pay me enough to say this shit. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. I promise you we'll get to your phone calls this break. Area code 239-277-9600. Got some Universal Halloween Horror Nights that I got to get rid of. So hopefully you can convince me to give them to you. Simple as that. Xfinity. Oh, man.
What are they doing now?
How about entertainment designed just for you? Xfinity has just what you need by customizable streaming TV.
Oh, and it's awesome.
Now you can pick the TV you want. You can get the fastest internet speeds, all at a better value. You want to save money? Ask about flexible channel packs. You know how long you've always said that? I don't know why I have some of these channels. I never watch them.
And some of the new things that are available, like they'll give you, if you subscribe to a certain channel, I know AMC's got one, FX has got one, where you actually get shows ahead of everybody else, where you can get the first several episodes before anybody sees them.
You want all of your streaming apps in one place? Get the X1. Or stream live and the latest movies and shows on any device, anytime you want, whenever you want. It's all covered with Xfinity.
That's the thing about Xfinity. They're always making things better.
Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $79.99 a month for a full 2 years. You got to pick up the phone, give them a call, or better yet, go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply.
Simple. Easy. Awesome. That's my radio.
I like that. That's good stuff right there. 277-9600.
You know what I found, Stan?
What'd you find?
I think Nashville gave up on Junior Brown like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I just found this. He started his own record label to put out his music.
Good.
And there's one that came out in June. I have not heard it before, but I would like to listen to it if you don't mind.
Let's go. Junior Brown. One of the greatest. 277-9600.
Another honky-tonk burned down. Just a joint I used to hang around.
Guest on this show, by the way.
Yep.
Honky-tonk sound. While lonely people poured their troubles down. A lot of memories came and went. A lot of younger days got spent. When the folks stopped coming round, another honky-tonk burned down. Well, I spent my youth, cut my first tooth in a honky-tonk downtown. Traveled near and far, played every honky-tonk bar for miles and miles and miles around. I was trying to learn, had time to burn, and the honky-tonk music in my soul.
You know, it's just amazing to me because he's one of the most talented musicians in the world, and he's got to start his own record label to put stuff out.
Got that git steel.
Yep.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Stan and Andy. It's Paul.
Hey, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just want to reflect back on the question of the week. When I was a kid fishing up in northern Minnesota, I was out on the boat with my grandfather, and I was casting my hook and hooked myself in the back, and he said to me, "You got to be tough if you're going to be stupid."
That's so true.
We heard several variations on that.
Yep.
You know, another one of those, and I don't even remember where it came from, but it's fun stuff when you hear it for the first time. Yeah, here goes Jeff again. Mouth writing checks, his ass can't cash.
Yep, like Dave. Ahoy.
Come on, man.
Ahoy. Ahoy.
Ahoy?
Yeah.
Hey, Stan and Haney.
Hey, who's this?
This is Henry.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, I'm the guy that texted in yesterday to Mike Shinopoulos. I didn't get to hear what he said about my situation.
Ah, well, you might want to go and take a listen to our podcast. You'll hear his reply. 277-9600. If you want to hear what Mike Shinopoulos had to say, and if you got through on the air and he gave you an answer, it's available on our podcast.
For reference purposes.
For reference purposes, yeah. Ahoy, who's this? You okay? Are you okay?
What's your emergency?
Ahoy.
Reference purposes.
I think we're going to have to send an officer.
Yeah. Might have to bring him in and Baker act him.
How was the food when you were Baker acted?
It was all right, man. It wasn't
better chicken.
Better
a lot of chicken.
Better than what you were getting.
Some
right?
kind of like
better than what you were getting.
Some just like hodgepodge meal thing, man.
What,
like
porridge,
like potatoes, like some with porridge. Roast beef in it.
Yep. And
potatoes with roast beef.
Yeah,
in
you know what I'm saying,
some
like
hodgepodge.
Mashed potatoes.
That's called meat
roast
and potatoes.
Beef. Yeah, meat.
You
potatoes,
know what?
You know?
Not bad.
But it really wasn't meat and potatoes. You know.
I want to thank Randy Bailey. He stopped by.
What a good guy.
Yeah, brought me some candy.
Some
peanut M&Ms. Put that down. Put
Dude, it. That's like 5 pounds,
yep.
bro.
Yep. There we go. 277-9600.
A little mist of the daughter head in the air. A little mist stuck up.
We know all about this. We know a little mist stuck up.
Nobody but me. Miss stuck up don't mean what she say.
She's just a little shy and it comes off that way. But when there's no
ahoy.
Around, ahoy, Stanley. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, Dan, how are you? Welcome to the show. Happy weekend.
Thank you. Happy weekend to you, too. I have a question for you, Stan and Haney.
All right. What are you talking to? Are you talking to us on a Bluetooth, a speaker? What are you talking to us on?
Oh, no. I got my phone, just my regular phone here.
My apologies.
Bad connection, yeah. I guess.
Okay. What's the question?
The question is, I noticed at the beginning of your program, Haney is singing. I'd like to know, how long did it take him to come up with that song that you sing every day?
He wants to know how long it took you to come up with the Stan and Haney theme song.
It didn't take long. What took the longest was getting everybody together to record it.
Oh, I see.
All right. Anything else?
How many people was it involved with that?
15.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, probably. Dave was there. You were the hype man. Yep. You were grabbing beers for everybody. Yep. And Tommy even let you do some mixing.
Yeah, I did some mixing on that. Yeah,
they had
sure
to redo
did.
It.
No, they didn't, Stan.
Well, you guys had fun making that song, but I think the song is fantastic.
I'm glad you enjoy it. Yeah, we did have a lot of fun making
that. Yeah, we did.
Would you like to go to Halloween Horror Nights?
I sure would.
Hold on, buddy.
And thank God we did it, because I had to bug Tommy about that.
Blind to.
And you know, you hear the cliche that life is short, but you don't ever really think about it. And I don't know why, but I wanted that song once the lyrics kind of came together in my mind. And it's like, come on, we got to do it. We got plenty of time, man. I got things to do this week. And I'm like, no, let's get that done. Thank God we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were a lot of people involved in that.
Good friends.
Yeah, man. Good times.
Now, you can be Baker-acted for just about anything, and here's proof. Yeah. Absolute Law text line. Friend of mine was Baker-acted because he had an allergic reaction to medicine that he was prescribed. He went into the hospital saying that he was having weird dreams, and they Baker-acted him for 3 days. Got to make sure you're not going to hurt anybody.
Did you have to pay for that?
Oh, you get a bill.
Oh, yeah, you get a bill.
But he doesn't pay. The state pays. We paid, Haney.
Did you see the bill?
No.
No, I don't recall seeing the bill, but I do know it was a substantial amount of money.
Like how much? Like hundreds or thousands?
No, I think it was thousands. It was thousands. Yeah, I think it was like 14,
maybe. But he doesn't pay.
$14,000?
$12, something like that.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Especially if they had to put you on medication.
No, you know what? They didn't give me nothing.
No, they want you to dry out, but they fed you.
With the mashed potatoes and roast
beef. I'll tell you something really weird, though, because of the fact that that place, it's a little kind of like, I don't know how it is now, but back then, people were kind of wandering around 24 hours a day. Now, the nurses and stuff would kind of pay attention and watch people, but people would be walking around talking to themselves out loud, doing weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy. I was laying in bed, you know, and I'd share a room with a buddy, right? And this dude,
like your roommate.
Yeah, my roomie.
Celly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My celly, bro. And this dude never moved. He laid there for 3 days, man, right?
Was he out the whole time, or was he just staring at the ceiling?
Just staring at the wall. Tripped me out, you know? And one night, somebody came in, and I noticed that, you know, because they keep the lights on. They don't shut the lights off. Lights are on 24 hours a day.
They don't let you sleep.
It's tough to sleep. You got to throw, you know, your arm over your eyes, you know,
it
or something.
It depends. If you're on, when you are first brought in, you're put on a 24-hour watch, which means I would get a call. Say they dragged him in like at 11 o'clock at night. I'm home enjoying my evening, maybe getting ready for bed. I get a phone call saying they brought in a screwball. You got to get down here. He's on 24-hour watch. They have staff down there making sure nobody gets out of their rooms or, you know, wandering around and doing stuff they're not supposed to. But when they bring somebody in like Dave, you get a call at 11 o'clock. Stan, we need you down right now. We got a 24-hour watch. They'll leave the light on. and I can't be any more than arm's length away from him. So if he has to go...
Is that like what you were assigned with the basketball boy?
That was a different kind of case, because he was...
I just remember you telling me about one where you had to be arm's length at all times.
Yeah, I had to be... they call that one a one-on-one, meaning he shouldn't be left alone. He's not going to go and kill himself, but he can't take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a one-on-one with him. So if I wanted to go and say, you know, to him that it's bedtime, we're shutting off the lights, you go to bed right now, you can do that. But when you're on a 24-hour watch, you don't know what these people are going to do. And it's for their safety, your safety, and insurance purposes that they don't go and hurt somebody else in the hospital.
Or just do something stupid.
Or do something stupid. You're on a 24... And so no matter what, you have to be with them, observing them, and charting them. You have to have your chart.
Do you have to tell them things like, don't pick your nose?
Put your hand down. Put your hand down.
I can't believe you're in that business.
So, no doubt. So,
you have, like, the worst temperament.
Why do you think I'm not in that? I remember my last day there, and I said, I can't do this. Because in my head, you can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped.
You mean you can't fix stupid?
You can't fix it. But if he was in there and he was like picking at his face because of all the meth he did, I would have
to. I don't think he did meth.
I'm hypothetical. I would have to
look chart. At my teeth, bro.
I would have to chart. They've been capped. I'd have to go and chart every time he went to his face. Every time he went and started pulling at his ear, every time he started digging at his fingernails, I'd have to chart it all. Make sure that, you know, so that when the psychiatrist would say, let me look at his chart, and we'd say, oh, Dave was on a 24-hour watch, and at 2 a.m., he started mumbling. Couldn't make out what he was mumbling about, but he was talking to himself.
Something about fire.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. That's what Dave was under. But he did it.
Did you have somebody that was near you all the time?
No, not that I recall, man.
You
just
wouldn't recall it under your condition.
Right. Touché, Stan.
All it took for you to get Baker acted is for a girl to get mad at you.
Yeah, man. Dude, they can put you in there for anything.
Ahoy.
Literally.
Ahoy. You.
Ahoy.
Yes, sir.
Well, ahoy, Stan and Heidi. Hey, I got two reasons for calling. One, I was going to beg for tickets. And number two, I wanted to tell you that I was listening the other day when I had my son in the car, and you guys were talking about all the years you guys have been in radio, 23-plus years, and you really didn't talk about, you're kind of hinting at the politics in radio. Mm. And I used to be a morning show host in Cleveland, and the issue was, you're right, I mean, as much as I loved being in radio, it was all the politics, like,
yep. You
know, saying you liked Pepsi when you drank Coke. And I remember when I got fired for speaking my mind one time on a radio when one of the now defunct amusement parks went out of business, and I got called into the programmer's office, and I was let go, and all the guys around me were going, you know what, you haven't made it radio until you lost your first radio job.
That's what they say.
And it's funny because, you know, you guys were kind of alluding to a lot of people when they listen to radio think, oh my God, these guys are having a great time, which we are, but there's so many things that go on behind the scenes, mm-hmm. and there's so many advertisers and so many things, people that you have to appease.
100% correct.
So many times, you know, your ratings are up and people are loving what you're doing. And sometimes you can do a bit and it's one of the funniest bits on the planet. People are calling in saying, oh, my God, it was funny. And next thing you know, you're in the programmer's office. He's calling you on the carpet. You ever do that bit again?
Yeah, he's a radio guy.
You might want to look for another new job. So, the other reason was to beg for tickets.
There's one particular memory that comes to mind, and Stan and I, and what we've been able to do is so atypical in most ways, because every time they really wanted to fire me, the person that wanted to fire me ended up getting fired.
Yeah.
And I do remember...
We went them out through attrition.
We had just been tremendously successful. And everybody around the radio station was congratulating us. You guys have never been better. You're doing fantastic. And we get called into the then general manager's office, who starts screaming at us, "You guys suck. I don't care what they say about you being successful. You guys suck."
Yep. Truth.
He was fired.
My point is, many years you guys have been in radio, and I'm a huge fan of your show. And I just relocated to Florida about a year ago from Pittsburgh radio market. And I'll tell you, my hat's off to you. Being an insider, being in the industry and understanding it, what you guys have accomplished is a lot bigger than people understand. To be around, to be this popular, to be this good, and have great material, and to survive the politics is just absolutely huge and mind-blowing. So hats off to you.
Thank you.
I love the show. I love the bits. I can always tell when Hades doing his voices, because I was a voice guy myself and used to come up with characters, and I absolutely love the bits you guys come up with.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, Stan, every time you rip into guys that are on the show, some of the other guys that are on your program, oh, my God, even my 12-year-old son, I think he's going to piss his pants and know my life.
Thank you very much.
His pants because even a 12-year-old, as much as you guys are saying you're past your prime, you're over the hill, and maybe people won't get you anymore, my 12-year-old son thinks you guys are hysterical. And he makes me put it on every time I pick him up from school.
Always been good with kids.
To Danny Hayes program.
Well, that's, that's between us and Wu-Tang. We teach the children.
You want the ticket? Hold it. Do you want the ticket?
Oh, tickets? My God.
Hold on.
Yeah, I have not been to Universal Studios as of yet.
Let me just ask you this. You're out of radio, right?
I am out of radio. I've been out of radio for a very, very long time. Right. I'm an investment advisor now.
Hold on. You got him. Hold on.
You know, he is... He is correct, and I...
He is.
I don't pretend to even understand it all, but we don't really dwell on it a lot, I guess, but what's happened with us is weird. Mm-hmm. It is not normal.
By the grace of God.
Yeah.
Truly. And we thank everybody for listening. We're going to take a break.
And a lot of times, though, I guess the whole point of it is even that wouldn't matter in situations.
Mm-hmm.
I've known people that have lost careers when they are at their absolute effing peak, and it makes no sense, but they fire them because somebody's got their ideas.
Yep. Let me tell you, when they have consultants, and you can be going on all cylinders, but if you hire a new consultant, he's not going to go and take the six-figure salary and tell you everything's fine. We're going to shake things up a little bit.
Tremendous errors have been made like that.
Yep.
They've destroyed entire radio stations where the entire radio station has disappeared.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock. Love that Git Steel.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, I know. What are you doing?
I'm jamming, bro. Whatever. What are you doing?
Trying to do my job.
Damn right. Get some, son.
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin, feast and famine, war and peace, and everything in between. Don't think for a minute that we don't appreciate it. No matter how we might come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Junior, I'd like you to go and find out. You know, our audience comes first. I'd like you to find out if the engineer or the assistant engineer is here. You know, a lot of times we get knocked down in power and then they can't hear us and nobody bothers to do anything about it. Now I'm told by multiple texters on the Absolute Law text line that all day long the station's been shutting off and going to static for a period of time and then coming back.
You know what? We got enough problems without that.
You know, why are we being sabotaged? I'd like to know.
It's been that way forever.
I'd like to know that we have a clear signal for everybody to enjoy. There's nothing more irritating because I know when I'm in the car, if I'm hearing something going on that I'm interested in, or at least just background noise for me, and it goes to static. And it's been doing it all day. Yes, you want at least the people that are in the building to be on your side.
No. That's too much.
That's too much to ask.
What you hope for is at least they're not actively working against
right.
you.
You know, we got enough problems out there. It's within your own company, you know. Work with us.
He is, bro. He's at the transmitter. I talked to him earlier.
Who
Richard?
Don't worry about it. Dave's got it.
Richard came out. And he was headed out to the transmitter, man.
You're in full control then, right, Dave?
No,
man. What did he tell you?
He said, I'm headed out to the transmitter. We've been having power surges out there.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
And when did he tell you that?
When he was leaving about an hour ago.
An hour ago?
Yeah.
These people have been telling me it's been going on all day.
It has. I heard it during Zito's show.
And you didn't say anything?
I thought everybody knew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Since when does the chief engineer confide in you and doesn't tell the hosts of the show?
Because we talk about engineering, Stan.
So you know engineering as well?
A little bit, just a tiny bit.
Do you?
You know what I wanted to ask you?
Who, me or him?
Him.
Oh, jeez.
Earlier in the show, Stan was talking about what state was it in? The town of Uranus?
Yeah, I think that's Missouri.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have the Uranus Fudge Factory there.
Yeah, we're getting a box of fudge, by the way.
Are we?
Yes.
Uranus Fudge.
And you were very amused by that.
I think it's hilarious, man. It's so stupid.
So you like funny words.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
Why, he likes that because it has a connotation of being something else other than a planet.
What is it? I just want to run a couple of words by you and see if they're funny or not.
Right, shoot.
If it makes you laugh.
All right, let's fire away.
Booger.
Yeah, dude, that was a good one. Yeah, booger.
Hippopotamus.
Yeah.
Aardvark.
Yeah. Fart.
Yeah, dude.
See? It's potty talk.
Potty talk.
Yeah, it's potty talk.
It's just normal, man.
Are there any other words that really make you laugh?
Not if I say them to myself, man. I got to hear them.
Nipple?
Yeah, dude. Right on.
Knob gobbler?
That's sick.
Yeah. Oh. Periodically throughout the day, just throw a word. If one comes to your mind, just throw it out there and see how he reacts.
Yeah, just hit me the rest of the day.
Yeah, catch him off guard because he's waiting for something right now. And you can be just in the middle of a conversation. You can be in the middle of your newscast.
Muff.
Yeah. Get some, son.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, boys. It's Friday. Almost quitting time. Woo! Almost got it.
Yeah, you can text us if you think of any fun words that might make Dave laugh.
Please do. Please do.
Fun word.
All right, we got four on the board, boys. Let's start Fort Myers. Ben C. Pratt, 6 Mile Cypress, right in front of the Walmart. We have a crash. No injuries reported there. Fort Myers crash, Danport Boulevard and Daniels Parkway. And in Fort Myers, we have a crash on Cleveland Avenue in front of the Bell Tower Shops. Be on the lookout for that.
Pickle liquor.
Yeah, dude. And North Fort Myers, Palmdale Road, crash. No injuries. Now you're up to date. Another big 30 minutes.
That's fantastic. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. Let's find out what's coming up. Mark Caney now has some headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. I don't know if you've noticed this, Stan, because most of the time I don't even do the stories. But it seems as if the media in general is fascinated by the video game Fortnite.
I hear a lot of people talking about this Fortnite.
They are now claiming that Fortnite and other popular games are responsible for 5% of all divorce.
Oh, I believe it.
Who doesn't enjoy drinking wine in the shower? But what a mess. Well, finally, there's a new product that fixes it all.
That's nothing new to you, drinking wine in the shower, the pool, the woods.
I don't think he drinks wine.
No, I don't drink wine, bro.
If it was the only thing.
Well, that's different.
Speaking of that.
No, that's all right. Not today, Stan. Not today, bro.
You've had a Zima. You've had a Bartles and James.
A wine cooler.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe. When it's the bottom of the barrel, bro, and you're digging.
That's the last thing in the
and
cooler.
That's the only thing in there. Yeah. You're going to dial it in, bro.
A champagne.
Oh, yeah.
What? No, man. No, bro, why are you doing that?
It's good stuff.
You see how far that bottle's gone down since the last time you took a pull?
What's going on?
Somebody's drinking
Ooh,
it.
Oh, who's hitting on that?
You?
Because you know. You picked it up last week. How much would you say is missing since last week? That's like half the bottle.
Yeah, there's like a quarter of it. Somebody's been nipping.
I can't say his name out loud, but I'll just give his initials. R.M. Don't say his name. He'll punch you.
Mess up those beautiful teeth.
Yep, those pearly whites, those capped teeth.
Hey, you can cap that, dude. I'm good today.
You sure?
Yeah, man.
What if I accidentally bump it and it spills all over your clothes? Then you got to breathe in the fumes.
Well, no, then I just got to wring them out in my mouth, man.
And, of course, we will give you all the details on the town of Uranus, Missouri.
someone just texted, here's a fun word that'll make Dave not laugh, but cringe.
What?
Full-time job.
Dude, that's uncool.
Yeah, not cool.
Not cool at all, bro.
What? Ball bag.
Ball bag. You're such a ball bag, bro. I'm going to use that one.
And finally, a man fakes Down syndrome to trick female nurses into changing his diaper and cleaning him.
There you go.
That's sick.
Right up your alley.
No.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Let's enjoy our weekend, laugh a little bit. Jeez. 4 o'clock fluffer, Mark.
Stan.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
I didn't authorize that yet.
Okay, I'm just curious. Right.
Apple unveiled the Apple Watch Series 4 this week, and just pandemonium. Yep. Everybody's so excited.
Total craziness.
Yeah.
Well, you want one for free, Dave?
What's that? Phone? Nah.
Watch.
A watch? No, I don't need a watch.
No, you don't. Time means nothing to you.
I'm just L-I-V-I-N, man.
What does that mean?
Living, bruh.
Well, why didn't you just say it? Why'd you spell it out?
You know, it's like W-F-O, man, you know?
Oh, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
But living isn't a bad word. You can just say that.
Yeah, true.
You can't say W-F-O.
No.
You can say full throttle.
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you won't get the new Apple Watch.
Top reasons why you won't get the new Apple Watch.
You're just waiting until Apple puts a chip in your head. Last time you checked, it's not covered in caramel, and that's the only Apple you'll buy. Doesn't have a pop-up fidget spinner. Might transform into a robo-spider, crawl up your arm, and stick a mecha leg through your eye. And also, you need the money to buy more acid. Simple, dude. Screen's too small to watch porn on.
Love it.
You're holding out for the ultimate Apple accessory. The Apple nipple ring.
Oh, my God! Oh.
It sparks conversation with millennials. And you don't care for millennials. You're a bit late to the game when it comes to technology. You just picked up your beeper this week.
Hey, they served a purpose. They served a purpose.
But you remember when we had to get beepers? And yeah, it was for a legitimate reason, but you felt changed. chained.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You can't get away.
You weren't free.
Nope. You're Serena Williams, and you realize you'll probably just smash it during your next meltdown.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus! Mary and Joseph!
And finally, the very top reason you won't get the new Apple Watch.
Yes.
Well, your 86 Casio works just fine. Yep. Thank you very much. Got a stopwatch on the subject. And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Albert has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddy, email.
What about bosom?
Let me see. I got a few others here. No bosom?
Nah, no reaction.
It didn't affect him at all.
I can't say that. Can't say that.
Hair pie?
Hair pie, that's hardcore. Uh-huh. What do you got there?
I'm looking at the things that I can't
Yeah, there's
say.
A lot you can't say, man.
Yeah.
Literally all of it.
Yeah.
Like 40 of them.
Nubble nuts?
Nubble nuts.
Your favorite so far seems to be ball sack.
Yeah, yeah. The old ball. This Dan's a ball sack.
That's a ball bag.
Ball bag. I thought you said ball sack. Ball
I
bag.
Did, but the texter said ball bag, ball and bag. You like that better.
Yeah, I like them both.
You don't even know what you're thinking.
No, because I'm looking at that bottle. Email. You keep pushing in my face.
Yeah, it's talking to you.
What about squish?
Nah.
No.
Does nothing for you?
Nah.
This is from Andy. Hey, guys. You did the countdown for the year 1978 on Monday, and one of you guys commented on that the Chris Rea track you played. And it was a soppy song, I have to agree. But Chris Rea is still so underrated. But he put out a track called Working On It. The track got very little airplay in 1989, but the producers of Miami Vice decided to use the track in the opening episode of its last season. And it rocked. If you guys can find it one day, it was great. By the way, I hope to see you and Haney stand at Gravy Wrestling this year, minus Dave the Waterman begging for a beer. Cheers, signed Andy. That's what you do, though. That's
no,
you.
I don't, man.
You're a beer beggar.
Dave, you were caught on video.
Begging.
That time.
That time?
Yeah.
That was a couple years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was last year. Yeah.
Was it?
Damn,
time
see.
Flies, man.
So
I just figured I'd let you know so you don't dig the hole any deeper, you were caught on tape.
Okay. I'm legit, man. I get it.
Question of the week answers. Wanted to call for your question of the week. I've gotten a lot of great advice from my elders. I'm 27 years old and have been listening to you guys since I was a toddler. The first advice I got was from my dad, and that was that every day is a gift not given, having lived that way my whole life. The second was from my granddad, and that was hustle and bust your ass. You'll get what you want when you work for it. Dave. Oh, and he also signed it. You can read it yourself. What does it say? P.S.
What does it say?
P.S. P.S.
Dave's a puss.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Really, you. Dude. Oh, get out of here.
Not today.
Nah. Yeah. It's a good day.
I'm running out of time. I'll do the Guardian, and then I'll save the rest.
Speed
of
it up.
Why don't you shut up before I go over there and shut
you
up?
I'm just trying to help you manage the show, Stan.
I'll shut you up. Ahoy, gentlemen. This is The Guardian, by the way.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, I'll talk about it off the air. I got to tell you something about Mr. Jesus.
Bok Choy?
Yeah, I got to tell you something. I got to tell you something.
But you can't tell me now.
I don't want to tell it on the air. But that just hit that again.
Jesus.
That triggered something in my brain that happened yesterday. Ahoy, gentlemen. Here's my two, Guardian, my two favorite sayings. Both came from my dad. Here's the first one. Karma's a bitch. And now this one, he told me when I was about 15. Remember, there was a train back home that always pulled out on time. Make sure you do. Okay. Thank God, Tommy.
I can't believe nobody said what goes around comes around.
I'm sure I've got about 40 emails that came in. we're going to take a break.
What about Poontang?
Yeah, dude. Get some, son.
Yeah. We'll have Broadway Joe when we come back. He was 10-5 last week. Let's see how he does for week number two in the NFL.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, it's Stan and Haney getting ready for Broadway Joe. Let's make way and get traffic out of the way. Here's Dave.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, all right, all right. Woo! Almost quitting time.
Blah, blah, blah,
yep,
blah, blah.
We got four on the board, Stan. We got two crashes in Fort Myers. First crash is in the 12,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue in front of the Walgreens. Be on the lookout for that. Second crash, Fort Myers, Gladiolus Drive, Lakes of Laguna Boulevard. And we have a crash in Estero. Corkscrew Road at Coconut Point and Bonita Springs Hit and Run on Bonita Beach Road and South Tamiami Trail. That'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
Appreciate that. 10-5 last week.
Now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey, hey, hey!
How are you, buddy?
Just out. Standing.
All right, now are you in South Florida right now, or are you out traveling around?
Nope, I'm at home.
All right, good. What's going on at home? Got anything going on out by the pool, hanging out? You know, ladies, beautiful ladies all around in bikinis.
Well, I think I told you last week I've been on a hot streak lately.
Mm-hmm.
And for their safety and mine, let's just say I've still got it. I don't want to tell you too much.
Yeah, I understand it. I know you got it, and I guarantee it. I guarantee
well,
it.
Well, you know, and one good thing that might be able to come out of it is, you know, I've been through a dry spell, and I don't know if a lot of fellas know this, but if you're having a dry spell and you want to get back into things, ask your doctor.
Yep, very true, Broadway. Hey, not bad starting off week number one, 10-5.
Well, that was a lot better than I thought it would be. And, you know, sometimes you get a little luck of the draw. You know, some of it involves skill.
A little bit. I'd say, you know, you've been around the game for, you know, 50, 55 years. You should know a little bit about it.
You don't know, but there's lots of people that have been around the game for longer than that that still haven't figured it out.
Did you have Cincinnati winning last night?
I didn't even consider it. Thursday night football, I know it's a thing now, but it's unnatural to me, so I don't think about it.
I agree. Cincinnati did win their 2-0 on the year. Let's see how
surprising.
Yeah, I know. Let's see how Broadway's going to do with week number two in the NFL. All right, here we go. 1 o'clock games, Broadway. Carolina at Atlanta.
You know, we talked about it last week. This is one of those where you go with the home team.
Yeah,
some home cooking. And they got some good cooking there in Atlanta.
Los Angeles Chargers coming off a victory last week. They travel cross country to Buffalo.
Well, I think Buffalo was just an unmitigated disaster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were humiliated.
I don't know how you go through the off season with a quarterback so clearly deficient. And they had other guys in there mm-hmm. that were more capable, and they either cut them or traded them. And they've got their first-round draft pick. But this is not the situation you want to put that young man in. He's going to be at home, and he's going to be up against the team that I think is going to give him fits. I like the Chargers.
All right, going with the Los Angeles Chargers on the road. This is a good central matchup. The Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau taking on the Packers. How's the quarterback situation there with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I don't know as far as injury goes, but my goodness, last week for Aaron Rodgers, you don't know what that means to a player to go from being booed in your own stadium to then coming back out in the second half and being about as clutch as you can be.
Oh, yeah. Was he on some painkillers there when they interviewed him? Coming back like that, you ought to know your old school.
Oh, absolutely. You chew him up, chew him up. Chew them up. Do what you got to do.
You like who do you like, Minnesota or Green Bay?
As much as I admire Aaron Rodgers and what he was able to do, it is a team sport, and I think Minnesota's going to be too tough for them.
Going with the Vikings on the road. Houston at Tennessee. Another 1 o'clock start.
This is one of those games that gives me trouble. You could make a case for either side, and of course, you look at the home field. But I like the talent level that Houston has. They had a tough test in week one, but I like the Texans on the road.
Okay, going with the, you're picking a lot of road teams so far, and I don't know what you're going to pick with this one. New Orleans embarrassed last week against Tampa Bay, their home, taking on the hapless Cleveland Browns.
Well, that's why I was saying how difficult week one is, because the New Orleans Saints supposedly had improved their defense. Well, 48 points, that's not much. You got a lot of room for improvement there. But on the other hand, with Cleveland, who in the world would think that Cleveland would be capable of taking Pittsburgh into overtime?
I know it.
I like to say.
Going with the New Orleans Saints. Boy, last week we were just talking about Buffalo. The Jets put up huge points, and the Dolphins took 7 hours of just god-awful football, and they are meeting up in New Jersey. Dolphins at Jets.
You know, that Jets game, there was something going on there.
Something shady?
One player actually would have been better off dummying up. Linebacker Darren Lee made the comment, "Oh, well, we knew their plays."
Yeah, that's right.
And the game certainly looked that way. I'm going to go with Miami.
All right, you're going to take the Dolphins. What if they got the Dolphins plays?
Well, then that would be quite difficult.
The Kansas City Chiefs, they look like a good football team this year. They're traveling to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers.
I think the Steelers are in trouble, especially with this one. Kansas City, you know, I think the Rams are cream of the crop. Kansas City is right there with them, and their young quarterback, Mahomes, and the receiver they have there, Tyreek Hill, that is a combination for the ages. And I will tell you, if you look at the tape, this his name is Patrick Mahomes, and his father was a Major League Baseball pitcher, and that's what everybody thought this kid was going to grow up to be. He was a very good baseball player. But when you look, if you just look at the film, I think he's got the quickest release since Dan Marino.
Yeah, you were saying.
And the speed that receiver has, he's a threat on special teams every time to return it for a touchdown, as he did, I think it was the first play of the game. And when he gets a little bit of daylight and that ball gets there so quick, great things can happen. I like Kansas City.
All right, going with the Chiefs. Philadelphia, start the season off. They sneak by with a win. Tampa Bay upsets New Orleans. We got two 1-0 teams going at it in Tampa Bay. Put down the cigarette, Joe.
Pardon. Are we back on?
Yes. Philadelphia.
You took that out.
Nobody
right?
ever heard it. Nobody ever heard it, Broadway. We got an image to protect.
Well, you know, Tampa Bay, obviously an impressive performance last week. But if the Ryan Fitzpatrick we saw last week is the real thing, then why have we not seen that in his previous 14 or so seasons?
No kidding.
I don't think you can count on that every week. I like the Super Bowl champion.
All right, going with the Eagles again on the road. So far, we've gone through a batch of games. You've only picked two home teams to win. Let's see what you like here with Indianapolis at Washington. Andrew Luck back at the helm there in Indianapolis. They travel to Washington to take on the Skins.
Well, I don't think there's any secret about it. I like Andrew Luck. I root for him. I don't think he's all the way back yet.
I agree.
Hopefully he can get there. I think this week is too tough a test. I like the Redskins.
Going with the Redskins. All right, moving along. 4 o'clock games. The Arizona Cardinals have what you just said, the Rams, best team in football. They're going to be playing this one in L.A., Cardinals, Rams.
Rams, without a doubt.
All right, going with the Los Angeles Rams. Boy, want to talk about humiliation. The Detroit Lions, now they're on the road. They're in San Francisco taking on the 49ers.
San Francisco had a tough game last week at Minnesota, and they were never really out of that game. They kept fighting, and that's testament to Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not used to losing.
That's
and
right.
I don't think that he'll have that bad taste in his mouth this week. I like San Francisco at home.
Going with the Niners. Another 4 o'clock game. The Oakland Raiders going to Mile High take on the Denver Broncos.
You know, over the past couple of seasons, I've been very impressed with what the Raiders have put together.
Yeah.
And then they go and lose their top defensive player, traded away.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe he'll figure something out. But so far, I have to look at it and say Gruden's done more harm than good. That was a good football team.
Yep.
I like Denver at home.
Going with the Broncos. Last 4 o'clock game, New England starting off 1-0. Against Jacksonville, starting off 1-0. This is going to be in Jacksonville.
And Jacksonville missing a very key player in
yep.
Leonard Fournette, the running back.
Yep.
Jacksonville, obviously, they have a tremendous defense. This is a tougher game to call than one might think. But as long as you got Brady back there, I think New England will take it.
Yep, I agree with you. Going with the Patriots. Football night in America, Sunday night, 8:20 p.m. start. This used to be a marquee game. You used to wait for these matchups, but not so much anymore. The New York Football Giants taking on the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, neither of these franchises are where their pampered fans would expect them to be. In a matchup like this, I'm just going with the home team, the big star on the field.
Going with the Dallas Cowboys. Monday Night Football, you got both teams coming off a loss, Seattle and Chicago getting embarrassed in their opener when they had the lead. You got Seattle at Soldier Field taking on the Bears.
This is another one of those where I just go with the home team, neither team particularly impressive. So I'll take the Bears.
Chicago Bears. All right, here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks. week number two in the NFL. His winners, Atlanta, the Chargers, Minnesota, Houston, New Orleans, Miami, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Washington, the Rams, San Francisco, Denver, New England, Dallas, and Chicago. Let's hope he can have a just as good or even a better week in week number two, Broadway. You've never had a losing season since you've been coming on this show, and I'm not expecting it now.
Well, let's keep it rolling, and like I used to say back in my bachelor days, keep on trucking and keep on...
we'll take a little break here. 96K Rock.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
All right, I'm watching our news channel. They're giving me updates on, they're just calling it now a storm because it's a tropical storm. And everything's fine. They got the EPA checking toxic sites. Just make sure. Kids playing at the beach. The reporters with all the stairs that go down to beaches, which should have been wiped away, they're fine.
What about the one guy you were telling me about?
Oh, Junior, you saw it. Describe it. It was a news report. Do we know what network that was?
No, some guy. I think it was the Weather Channel. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, some guy. He's like struggling with the wind. This reporter, and then there's guys walking behind him, just normal.
Yeah. Standing on solid ground. Anything for the tape.
Yeah, well, they can go about their business. I'm never going to complain when it turns out to be better than feared.
Oh, absolutely. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything about the people of North and South Carolina who had to brace for disaster. It's these news people. They are an embarrassment. You could have gone and alleviated a lot of stuff than hyping it as the storm of the century and then standing there faking like you're in heavy wind. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. We got other things to do.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
I told Dave to sit this one out. Healthy scratch. Yeah, somebody just texted. How many does he have to say during a traffic report?
Not today, brah.
Let's start in St. James City. Hit and run at Egret Court and 8th Avenue. Fort Myers got a crash. Metro Parkway at Crystal Drive. Next two are in Estero. Crash. Commons Way and South Tamiami Trail. And the other one in Estero, Corkscrew Road and Wildcat Run Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the evening news with Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee, Dan Rather in New York, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand, and Bert Quint in Khe Sanh, South Vietnam.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, September 14th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you did not know.
All right. See if I know them. Or guess them.
Well, you might. You have a love-hate relationship with automobiles.
I do. I love them, then I hate them.
Yeah, because some of them don't love you back.
Right. And I got to, you know, throw them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got to make a special call for pickup on
yep.
that.
That's not regular recycling.
You'd think you could just park it out there and they'd take it, but
they
no.
won't. Keep driving right by. You got to call them. Take the car.
Do you know the difference between a moon roof and a sunroof?
Is a moon roof? Well, because I know some of them have the clear top on them, and others have the solid top on them, and you hit the button and the whole thing goes by, or you hit the button and it's the glass that goes by. I don't know. See, Dave, learn from me. I don't know.
It's basically just marketing terms.
Okay.
If you have a sunroof, that means it opens all the way. If you have a moonroof, it only opens part of the way.
Well, then what does it mean? You know, some of them that it's not even, it just goes up. They have the little latches. And you
I think
snap
that,
them up.
That's a moonroof.
All right.
Think about your handshake, and think about even when you go to grab something, you know, open a jar, whatever.
Yep.
They say your pinky alone is responsible for 50% of your grip strength.
You know what? I can just give you the example that when I have to carry in a bunch of groceries in those plastic bags, and I've got a handful, I'll sometimes hook an entire plastic bag on that pinky finger while I'm holding multiple ones in the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
But if I got it, my pinky's holding a bag on its own.
You go, hey, way to go, pinky.
Yeah.
Didn't know you had it in you.
Tough guy. And they say if we continue to evolve over the next million years, we're going to lose the pinky.
Huh. Well, lucky for us, there's no such thing.
Yeah. Yep.
We talk a lot in this segment about language, you know, how we identify things.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, in front of me, I have a computer monitor. I can call it a monitor. I can call it a screen.
Yep.
What holds the Guinness World Record for having the most names to refer to one thing?
I think you talked about it earlier in the week before people called it a car. It was an automobile, a horseless carriage.
Power wagon.
A power wagon, a motor car.
A Tin Lizzie.
I would say the automobile.
Nope. There is an automobile named this, but that really doesn't have anything to do with it. The Cougar holds the Guinness World Record for the most names.
What?
People call a cougar over 40 different things, including mountain lion.
That's a different animal.
Puma.
That's a different animal.
Catamount.
That's a different animal.
And panther.
Those are two. A cougar and a panther are two different things. Now, they're big cats.
But many different names.
Yeah, because they're different animals.
I don't know about that. I don't know. They all look the same to me. Well, but then again, that probably speaks to my character.
Yeah. Yeah. And in this day and age, it's inappropriate.
Another thing we tell you about is things that have become icons that started out on a different name. Told you Yoda was originally called Buffy. Yep, realized that wouldn't work. Indiana Jones wasn't originally called Indiana Jones.
Indiana Smith.
That is correct.
What?
That is correct. Indiana Smith.
Joneses, the Smiths.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Come on. What? Is it for real?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
You know, nothing like a family business that's passed down from father to son.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
you know
on.
What? I wish I had that kind of thing. I wish, like, my grandfather had owned a hardware store, and then my dad ran it, and then I had my hardware store. Where I lived up in Connecticut, there used to be a place called Miner, M-I-N-E-R. That was their last name, Lumber. And they had been around in my town forever, and it was in the family generation after generation, little by little, got bigger and bigger, and it was one of the major employers in my town by the time I left to come to Florida, and had been in the family for years. Started out as a little one-truck lumber place, and now they took like a whole section of the town.
Well, I mean, that's what happens, you know.
And then when you're a kid, you don't have to worry about it. You know you what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life, and you got a multi-million-dollar business.
And you're raised in it.
Yes, and you know it backwards and sideways.
Uh-huh. Well, along those lines, the man who designed Saddam Hussein's bunker in Iraq.
Yeah.
Just so happens to be the grandson of the woman who designed Adolf Hitler's bunker in Germany.
Hmm.
He wanted the best.
Yep, the best. Give me the best bunker builder.
Well, based on what they've turned me into, I may as well go to the best.
Yeah. Get me the best. Well, that would be the, you know, the designers of the model we call the Hitler.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want. Make it happen.
Yep.
A strong marriage is great.
Sure is.
But is it as great as beating 99 strangers in Fortnite and then causing your character to do the electric slide?
I don't understand what any of that you just said.
I guess you're not supposed to. I don't play the game, but I understand what they mean.
All right. What is the object of the game?
Last man standing, I think.
What, you fight each other
King,
until
King
you're,
of the Hill?
Until
yeah.
you're the last one?
Yeah.
What the?
According to a law firm in England, they've determined that Fortnite and other addictive video games are now cited as one of the causes for splitting up in 5% of divorce cases.
Well, you know, new generation of kids.
Yeah, well, women don't like it.
No, they hate that. They hate that. But, there are exceptions. They make women's video games and all that. But I would say...
They do.
Yeah, I guess that women... that games.
Can
that
you
women,
name me a women's video game?
No, I don't know any.
But they make them.
But I would assume that mainly guys play video games. And if girls play video games, it's because their boyfriends or husbands did initially, and they may have gotten hooked on it, or but it's primarily guys that play video games. And women hate that. How many go home tonight, guys, and how many of your wives or girlfriends are going to say, it's quite all right to go play your video games? I'll sit on the sofa alone, and I'll go in the kitchen and eat alone again, as usual. And I'll take care of the kids tonight, because Steve wants to go play his video games. They hate that.
Mm-hmm. Look at that jerk having fun.
Yep.
Not
yep.
bothering anybody.
Yep, not bothering anybody, minding his own business.
Not doing out. Anything wrong.
Yep.
What a jerk. I'm going to call my mother right yep. now and tell her about it.
Look at him. He's not, you know, is this a family? Is this a family?
Look
you,
at him.
You know, you got a son and daughter here too, Steve.
Look at him playing that game.
Yeah.
Stupid smile on his face.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Not doing anything wrong.
No.
Right here if I need him.
Yeah, it's not cheating on you.
What an a-hole.
Yeah. He's not out at the bar. He's not out with, you know, his buddies, you know, looking to go get some strange. He's home.
I think I need to leave him.
Yep. I can't live like this.
Yeah. I got to find a lawyer so I can keep his money. And then I'll go and find myself.
Yeah.
Because this is no way to live.
Can't live like this.
Stupid effer in there. All happy, not bothering anybody, not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
What a piece of work. How did I fall for this? In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Look at this. My wife loves playing Call of Duty with me. Sure she does, because that would be the only time she saw you. And if she doesn't play the video game with you, well, you're playing by yourself, and how dare you?
Mm-hmm. I'd say you're a lucky man.
Yeah. If she's playing it with you, she still loves you, wants to take part in your enjoyment.
Unless she's better than he
is. Then there's a problem. And then if the two of you are playing it together and your husband and wife, who's watching the kids?
Yeah. If you're on the same fire team and she does something wrong, yeah, it can be a minefield.
Yeah. Divorce.
Bill. Bill!
You said it twice.
I just wanted to make sure. If you're going to launch a brand new newspaper in the world of 2018... Well, good luck to you. And you got to do something to get that buzz going. There's a small town in central Missouri called Uranus.
Yep.
Now, the so-called real towns nearby, like Waynesville and St. Robert, they don't even consider Uranus a town.
No, it's laughed at.
They say Uranus is nothing more than a bunch of shops and restaurants attempting to attract tourists who drive past on Route 66. You know, try and draw them into the old fudge factory at Uranus.
Yep, they have one.
So a new newspaper is launching. The old one, the Waynesville Daily Guide, went out of business.
Yep. Oh, by the way, look at the box of fudge.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. The best fudge comes from Uranus.
Yep. Exit 163, Route 66.
So the new newspaper, the Uranus Examiner, is being launched. But the folks in Waynesville and St. Robert are outraged. The mayor of Waynesville is afraid that the, quote, innuendo of that title puts my city up for public ridicule. But the team behind Uranus Examiner is plowing through anyway, and they will start printing next month.
Yep, to the presses.
Police in Doncaster, England, pulled a gent over last week for driving erratically. And when they approached him, they found out why.
Why?
The man had his cell phone propped up against his speedometer and was viewing porn while driving down the road. He was hit with several charges to the point that his car was impounded. They were so outraged.
Jeez.
How dare you?
Did you watch that Tucker Carlson and Stormy Daniels lawyer last night?
What a piece of work.
What a piece of work.
What a bottom feeder.
Bottom feeder. Well, he's now looking into politics. But we aren't here to talk about it. We're here to talk about my client. And
you want to talk about your client? You're wearing a $1,000 suit. Your client is at a strip club in Virginia right now.
Yup. Oh, that made for great television. Loved it.
And it really is. It's mind-boggling as to how this guy is booked all the time.
Yep.
And he's a...
bottom feeder.
Bottom feeder. Yep. We'll just leave it at that.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Was Tucker Carlson call him? Porn attorney.
Creepy lawyer.
Creepy porn lawyer. And that was part of the agreement, a gentleman's agreement, that he wouldn't call him that during the interview, but it was on the crawler.
Yeah. Watching that, you had to feel like we're living in a parallel universe.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And now the sad tale of 30-year-old Paul Menchaca.
Who?
Paul Menchaca of Gilbert, Arizona. Paul decided it would be a good idea to pretend that he has Down syndrome.
Oh, my God.
Why would he do this? So that he could then hire nurses to come over and take care of him.
Dave the Waterman. I'm just thinking out loud. You know he'd do that.
When the nurses would call to work out the details of their employment, he'd pretend to be a nice lady named Amy and say he was Paul's mommy. The nurses never seemed to last all that long on the job. And they got instructions from Mommy that were a bit strange.
Yeah.
Very specific things like, if he messed his pants, he was to be punished.
Yeah. This guy's got not a Down syndrome, he's got a kink.
He was finally caught when the third nurse thought it was suspicious and tracked down Paul's actual parents, who confirmed their son was not, in fact, mentally handicapped and did not require diapers. So, what is Paul to say when he's caught dead to rights?
When he asks again to change his diaper.
He apologized and told them that although he doesn't have Down syndrome, he is stupid and has a very low IQ. And that he wants to get the help he needs.
Look at him.
I wouldn't argue with him.
Nope. He looks like he's messed up. He's got a kink.
Paul was arrested Tuesday on 4 felony counts of sex abuse and fraud. Evidently, he was very insistent and would throw a tantrum if they didn't clean the genitalia thoroughly. No!
Look at him. This is ridiculous. You don't fix that. You don't fix that.
Would you call that moon-faced?
Yeah. Moon-faced, dead look in his eyes.
I can very easily see how he could pull it off.
Oh, yeah, he could probably try to pull it off, but he's got a wire's not connected. You know how you have the little fork that goes and you screw it down? Well, that's fallen off. And... you don't fix that.
Yeah. It's such a low current to begin with. And that's the news for today, Friday, September 14th.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney. Telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. I've got to make a comment about a texter. You remember earlier in that newscast when we were talking about how a man would just like to play his video games and, you know, he's home every night and, Well, and we had the guy, well, my wife likes to play Fortnite with me.
Call of Duty.
Or Call of Duty. So what kind of guy, and I'm not going to call him out by name, and I'm not going to make a judgment call on any of the photos that I've seen, although I have seen better, start sending me, or us, trust me, it's not just me or Haney. It's Junior, it's Dave, it's Roger Marley after we get done. It's the board op in the morning, because it's all on the same message board, the text board. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to send me pictures of your Viagra packs, a picture of your lovely wife in a pool.
Why would they send that?
I don't know. Plus, with all this Viagra, we will play anytime. There's the.
Is that what I?
Yeah, right there. That's the pool shot.
What?
Yeah. What's the other one? Then he says this. He wants to post that. Show you what she. I'm sure she's proud to have this displayed. I mean, please. I don't know what that guy's problem is, but I'm sure she won't be playing Call of Duty with him much longer if he goes and starts spewing this public radio station for everybody to see.
Yeah, you probably don't.
Here's my advice. You don't want to do that.
See, now, I would like to help him by deleting those, but I don't know how to do it, so it ain't going to happen.
I know how to do it. We'll take a break. We'll
be back. Because I don't think he understands.
Yeah, they're staying right where they are. We'll be back.
A lot of people ask us how the hell we've managed to stay on the air for so damn long. Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but here's two of them. Our guardian angel wears a hard hat, and Father Pete had to call in a few favors. Without that, we'd have been gone in 1998, and that's the truth. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Look at this.
Not cool.
Hurt feelings, brah. Hey, guys, don't be a dick.
What I said.
You hurt my wife's feelings, man. Just trying to have some fun.
Well, it has nothing to do with your wife. It's the Viagra stuff.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
You're sending pictures of Viagra of your wife.
It's got nothing to do with
telling us what you want to do with the crunk.
Yeah.
That's too much information.
I'm sure your wife is a fine, nice lady.
Lovely lady.
But it's just, it's not something you want to do.
Yeah, it's not. You know what? Just be honest with you. I have to pass this information along because it's part of Beasley Best. Go to 96krock.com right now to donate to the victims of Hurricane Florence. We are also partnering with Crystal Clear Water Purification at 4940 Bayline Drive in North Fort Myers. Stop by to donate non-perishable food items, personal toiletries, and pet supplies. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. We've put them back in the lineup after a healthy scratch last half hour. See if he can do it with maybe two or three uhs this time.
What?
No. K-Rock.
Thanks, bro. Turn my mic on, man.
When you're ready.
All right. Quitting time. Woo! All right, Fort Myers.
You know what Dave's favorite planet is?
What?
Uranus.
Yeah, bro. That's hilarious. Uranus Fudge. Factory. All right, Fort Myers crash. Andrea Lane, South Tamiami Trail. Be on the lookout for that there. We have a disabled vehicle in Fort Myers at the base of the College Parkway Bridge in Fort Myers. So be on the lookout for that. And Bonita Springs crash. Old 41 Road in front of the 7-Eleven. You are up to date.
Stan, you're not going to believe this.
What?
Uriah Heep has a brand new record.
Get the hell out! No.
bro. I know rock and roll.
You don't know Uriah Heep. I'm in an effing time warp.
Yes.
Thank Scott for bringing us a spice brew.
It's a pumpkin spice brew.
It sure is.
Scott's the man.
Remember that.
Can you believe it was just released today?
It's could have been released in 1972.
They still know how.
Yeah, man. It don't feel so complicated. We all got the same goal in mind. Is it taboo, maybe? Is it unintoxicated? But you know we can't keep it locked inside. Big box.
He gets a taste.
Yeah.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Little boys are savages. I have three little boys. Each of them has headbutted me for no reason at all.
Oh, well, we are in church. Okay.
When you have a daughter, you have thoughts like, maybe I should save for med school. When you have a son, you're like, there's going to be a couple rounds of rehab. I have three boys, two girls. I have enough kids where even Mormons are like, you should settle down. I travel with my kids. My two youngest are 3 and 5 year old boys. And traveling with boys that age is like transferring serial killers between prisons. We've seen the movie. You know it doesn't work out. My three-year-old, I love him, but he's eternally in a bad mood. He always has a look on his face like he's going to shiv you with a crayon or he's pooping. And sometimes it's both. And our five-year-old, he's an escape artist. He's the El Chapo of children. You just put him down and he runs. And then I have to pay my 12-year-old to go get him.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Haney and I are going to take a few days off, getting ready to go for the long run to the holiday season. Junior in his first big test next week. Let's keep tabs on him. We leave you this afternoon with this. 10 and 5 last week.
Now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey.
How are you, buddy?
Just outstanding.
All right, now, are you in South Florida right now, or are you out traveling around?
Nope, I'm at home.
All right, good. What's going on at home? Got anything going on? Out by the pool, hanging out, you know, ladies, beautiful ladies all around in bikinis.
Well, I think I told you last week I've been on a hot streak lately.
Mm-hmm.
And for their safety and mine, let's just say I've still got it. I don't want to tell you too much.
Yeah, I understand it. I know you got it, and I guarantee it. I guarantee
well,
it.
Well, you know, and one good thing that might be able to come out of it is, you know, I've been through a dry spell, and I don't know if a lot of fellas know this, but if you're having a dry spell and you want to get back into things, ask your doctor.
Yep, very true, Broadway. Hey, not bad starting off week number one, 10-5.
Well, that was a lot better than I thought it would be. And, you know, sometimes you get a little luck of the draw. You know, some of it involves skill.
A little bit. I'd say, you know, you've been around the game for, you know, 50, 55 years. You should know a little bit about it. Do you know?
But there's lots of people that have been around the game for longer than that that still haven't figured it out.
Did you have Cincinnati winning last night?
I didn't even consider it. Thursday night football, I know it's a thing now, but it's unnatural to me, so I don't think about it.
I agree. Cincinnati did win their 2-0 on the year. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks. Week number two in the NFL. His winners: Atlanta, the Chargers, Minnesota, Houston, New Orleans, Miami, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Washington, the Rams, San Francisco, Denver, New England, Dallas, and Chicago. Let's hope he can have a just as good or even a better week in week number two, Broadway. You've never had a losing season since you've been coming on this show, and I'm not expecting it now.
Well, let's keep it rolling, and like I used to say back in my bachelor days, keep on trucking and keep on...
Well, I'll take a little break here. 96K Rock.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.